knife edge. But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Corden. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is Sunday, July 23rd, and I'm going to be talking Gotham. I know it's been a minute since the two-hour season finale that aired, what, in June? So it's almost been over a month, almost 2 months. Yeah, I've had problems with my, I've had technical problems, but I think it kind of fixed it kind of. But then Amy McCracken of the VRO.com, we're supposed to do it together. And then her and her friend were going to do it, but then they were like, we got to wait for you. And so now she's at San Diego Comic-Con with all her friends enjoying herself because I couldn't make it out there this year. So I decided, you know what? The hell with Amy McCracken. I'm going to talk Gotham by myself. Yeah. Because I just saw a picture of, like, her and Brancy and Gina, like, oh, we're a Supernatural. We got cool Supernatural t-shirts. So, Gotham it is by myself. And reading over my notes, damn, this was such a good episode, wasn't it? Now, if you haven't tuned in, if you haven't started watching Gotham, or if you haven't seen the two-hour season finale, get off and come back later or something. I don't know. But I've got spoilers here. I'm looking at this, and man... This was a really good episode. I mean, it was great, great, great episode. There was two episodes that made the two-hour season finale. One was called Destiny Calling, and the other one was Heavy, Dirty Soul. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the first one, give my thoughts and my review, and then I'm going to kind of split it in half with the intro of the show and then finish it off. That way it's kind of like one show, but really two, okay? So I'm looking at my notes here. It looks like back then, almost 2 months ago, I was definitely a fan of the great bloody start with the old woman going into the bank. I thought that was dope as hell. Seeing the whole city on fire and like that subway train, dope. Everything's crazy. Everyone's got that virus, even including Jim. I think some of my favorite parts I have here. Let's see, Alfred's speaking to Bruce in the GCPD, trying to bring back his memories, and then. It cuts and it comes back to him again. And that's when Alfred and Bruce talk again. And he's Alfred's trying to remind him about his mother reading to him and his dad looking for him. Oh, my gosh. That was so good. I think I even tweeted out that I think I can't remember his name. I suck at the actor's names. But Alfred, I can't remember his name. But I know I tweeted him because I think he stole the show. He stole this episode. Every line he had was so good. And it didn't help that, you know, I'm a new dad. For those of y'all that don't know, I'm a new dad. My son's going to be turning 3 soon, like next month. And, man, I've noticed that my emotional strings when it comes to anything I'm watching parenting-wise, it pulls my heart. So if you have a cold soul, have a kid. No, I'm just joking. Don't do that. So yes, I thought that was great there. Lee putting Butch in his place, I thought was great. Anything... I like this new Lee. Anybody that's listened to me and Amy's recap show from way back, since the beginning, Amy still doesn't like Lee. I like the new Lee. I liked Lee in the beginning, but then she started trying to change Jim, and I need Jim focused. And then now this new Lee with the virus is total badass. And then getting on top of being able to see, you know, Tabitha and everybody else. Was just money. League of the Shadows, they attack Fish Mooney and the Penguin and the Freaks and everything. That was pretty badass. And then Jim swoops around. It stabs Fish Mooney. What the hell? We just got her back. Oh, that scene right there. Whoa. And Penguin was not happy. But I'm hoping Jim, he didn't, maybe it was the virus, but he didn't seem like he had really bothered him. But I did not see that coming at all. I was like, what? So is she dead? Or are they going to like put her back and then like bring her back to life again for the, I don't know, 50th time? But I liked Fish Mooney. I've liked her since day one. And it sucked because I was like, oh, sucks balls. Let's see what else. Bruce finds the lair. Ra's al Ghul in the Lazarus pit. Pool, is that what it is? The Razzleth Pith? Is that what it is? I can't remember what it's called. It's from Arrow. in the comics. Now, for people out there, I don't read the comics. Me and Amy don't read the comics. Well, Amy kind of like snoops around and tries to read spoilers and everything else. I don't. So I don't know if this is part of it. I don't know. I just know that Bruce is taught by Ra's al Ghul, but I did not expect the whole thing of the pit and the pool and everything else, because I watch Arrow and that's where I see it from. But Bruce stabbing Alfred. Oh my gosh! Jesus. And right before it, when Alfred's like, you got to do what you got to do. Like, dude. My heart. And the speech. Oh, the speech. And then Bruce. Oh, man. I was like, okay, Alfred can't die because it's Alfred. So we already know what's going to happen. But, oh, my God. And then the TV vroom, ends and goes to commercial. And that was the first half. Holy crap balls. Talk about intense, insane. Oh, so good. I love the first episode. So, thumbs up. I mean, I think Alfred stole the show. I think all the... oh, man, it was just so good. The action, the writing, the directing, everything. First half was great. Great. So, there it is. Thumbs up on that. Now, we're going to jump into the second half of Gotham.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
Yes, you will, Jim Gordon. All right, so this is the second half of Gotham. Don't forget, Talking Gotham is available on iTunes. I forgot to mention it before. Talking Gotham, you can go there. On iTunes, or if you got you don't have that, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, or you can go to my blog. I'll tell you about it later. But let's jump into this. Heavy, Dirty Soul. Boom! It goes from commercial break, comes back, and bam! Bruce breaks his mind control. Then he realizes he's stabbed and pretty much killed Alfred. Oh, my gosh! Oh, that was so crazy. But then Ra's al Ghul is, like, impressed. He's like, yo. Like, I'm, you know what? I know you're the chosen one because you just broke my mind telepathy powers that the old monk dude who died tried to put it on your head and you broke out of it. So you're going to be my knight in the darkness. Batman. Uh-huh. And then he tells Bruce to use the waters. Our time will come. And then Bruce puts him in the pool and Albert comes back. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad that happened because if I would have lost Alfred, I like that actor. I can't remember his name, but he's super cool. Like I said, he's my favorite of the entire episode. No offense to everybody else. Alfred killed it. Let's see what else. I thought that was pretty dope when Jim stabs Tretch, the Mad Hatter, in the throat. Jesus Christ. Takes his blood and Barbara calls him a sick bastard. That was awesome. Seeing everybody together in that moment was great because I love Barbara because she's hot. And she's just crazy, and she's just badass. And then, yeah, everybody. It's Tabitha. I love her. Let's see here. Selina goes and visits Bruce. Bruce is pissed off. You know, and this is where I was a little... because, I mean, I get it. Bruce is, like, out of his mind right now because he realized he stabbed Alfred. I get it, but... I wish he would have, like... because then he pisses her off, and then she leaves, and then... I don't know. But then it's cool because then she goes and sees Tabitha. But still, I really think I really wish she would have been like, give me a hug, Selina. And then that would have been it. And then she would have left. But no, he had to piss her off and be a douchebag. Let's see what else. Jim takes the antidote and gives it to Lee. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens towards the end of this episode. I mean, what I mean by that, meaning like the new season or the return. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Jim. It seemed like Jim was handling the virus pretty well, kind of, right? No, probably not. let's see here. Big moment. Holy crap, I did not see this coming. Barbara kills Butch. Well, she shoots him right there in the head. And then Tabitha and Barbara fight, which was badass and sexy all in one little lump with the bow wrapped on top. And then Tabitha kills Barbara, which then makes me think, is Barbara really dead? People don't stay dead in Gotham. And then we find out that Butch is alive. He's in the hospital. Cyrus Gold was his real name on the paperwork. Now, I looked up Cyrus Gold. I know I normally don't do that, but then I was like, what is this guy? Evil zombie Solomon Grundy. I don't know who he is, but he looks like a big giant zombie that, like, can beat crap up. So, I don't know his story. I didn't go into it online, but it's obvious that Butch is going to come back a zombie? Is that what it is? Oh, man. Zombies in Gotham. I love it. So, yeah. And then Barbara, I don't know if she's dead. Mr. Cold freezes Riddler for Penguin. So, that happens. So, at least Riddler's not dead. We saw that wasn't going to happen. But now, Penguin opens his club called the Iceberg Lounge, which is pretty dope. I like the name. And bam, the Riddler's the centerpiece, which we already know that he's got to get out of it. I don't know who's going to rescue him. Because Riddler doesn't really have any friends right now. And like I mentioned earlier, Selina goes to the club looking for Barbara. Of course, Barbara's dead. Tabitha kind of, they kind of hit it off a little bit. And man, Selina grabs Tabitha's whip. Whoopsh! And man, she's badass with it. Even Tabitha knows. So right there, mini Catwoman right there. And I love how the fact that she, the little actress, I don't remember her name, but she's badass. She looks so much like Michelle Pfeiffer. And Michelle Pfeiffer was just on, I think it was last night, Batman Returns. Is that the one that she's in it with Penguin? Danny DeVito? But yes, that whole scene right there, the whip and everything else. Oh, I cannot wait. Because, I mean, we got to, because this episode ended. And then it looks like season four, if I'm looking at my little Wikipedia, season four starts September 28th. So I'm sure there's going to be some type of time jumping, right? Anybody know how many, is it supposed to be some years? Or I don't know. But Selena's going to be perfecting her her job skills, which is going to be dope. I definitely felt the cool letter that Lee wrote to Jim. That was cool. And I already mentioned how Butch is not dead. So, Solomon Grundy, I have no idea what his story is, but I think it's going to be dope. And then the family walking down the alley, and then they're about to get mugged, and Bruce whoops that dude's ass. And then you see him on top of the building, black trench coat, Batman in training. Oh! And then the episode ends. Woo! And then don't forget, Gotham moves to Thursdays in the fall when it comes back. But oh my gosh! Such a great freaking 2-hour season finale. Man, it was probably the best one for the whole series for me. I don't know about y'all, but for me, it's probably, yeah, it's definitely my favorite. So good, so good. So kudos to everybody involved. Yay! And I cannot wait till season 4. Looks like I said, September 28th, that's where it's going to be at. And I'm seeing all the San Diego Comic-Con stuff. I just saw my friend Robert and saw him take a picture. I might reshare it on my Instagram just because I'm talking about this right now. Yeah, maybe I will. My Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. I've thought about just resharing all my friends' stuff because they're all down in San Diego Comic-Con, blah, 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 but whatever, I don't care. But that is it, y'all. So thanks for tuning in for me and Amy's reviews. I don't know how it's going to be on season 4 because it's going to be kind of crazy. And yeah, I can't tell you some other stuff, but it will come out soon. But yeah, the reviews will continue. They'll just either be me and Amy or me and then me, Amy, and then Amy. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. If any of y'all listen to Arrow, it might kind of turn out that way, but we'll see. I have an Arrow recap. So that's it. If you want to check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. That is my blog. And on the top, there's a little section that says podcast. You can find all the podcasts there as well. My Instagram is on there, my Twitter, my Snapchat, my Facebook page, all that good stuff. So go there and check out the contest. Sometimes I have screening contests and DVD giveaways and all that good stuff and everything else. It's just a little blog I like to post stuff. And I think that's it, people. Yeah. So like I said, the blog, iwatchmike.com. The top podcasts, go there, check it out when you get a chance. If you're listening to this, feel free to leave a comment. Anybody know something about Solomon Grundy, let me know either way. I don't know where you're listening to this to, but just check it out. Yeah, do your thing. Amy Kraken, you can check her out. I'm sure she's got a bunch of stuff for San Diego Comic-Con right now as they speak. They've been down there. You can check out the VRO.com. I'm sure it's going to get posted up there soon. But I know that Variety Radio Online on Instagram, I think they're posting stuff on there, and their Facebook page, Variety Radio Online. Check out their Facebook page. I'm sure they've done some stuff there because they just, I got some new t-shirts from Supernatural. I'm so cool. Whatever. I hate you guys. I hope y'all eat something bad and you get diarrhea. Yeah, that's just how I feel.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.